House expert Chris Justham told Radio X it's got a lot of people concerned.
It's basically made people second guess this baked-in assumption of US dominance in the AI space. DeepSeek is a Chinese business, very much the same gig as ChatGPT. Reportedly, though, uses fewer microchips to develop its models.
Research suggests thrill-seeking was one of the reasons young people got involved in last summer's riots. The Children's Commissioner in England spoke to a fifth of children charged over them. Dame Rachel D'Souza says distrust of the police was also a key factor. Former Premier League referee David Coote has spoken for the first time since he was sacked, following comments he made about Liverpool and their former boss, Jurgen Klopp. He's apologised and says his lifelong struggle to hide the fact he's gay was a factor in his behaviour. Footage was also released appearing to show him taking drugs. Prostate cancer has become England's most common form of cancer, overtaking breast cancer in the last couple of years. The charity that specialises in the condition says they're finding it more because of better awareness of the disease. Coca-Cola products in the UK are being investigated because they might contain a dangerous chemical. They've already recalled drinks in parts of Europe because of potentially high levels of chlorate. Having too much of that substance can cause iodine deficiency. And there's still warnings about bad weather across southern England and Wales. The Met Office has got alerts for wind and rain in place.
Sport.
In the Championship, Leeds have opened up a two-point gap at the top following a 0-0 draw at fellow promotion chasers Burnley. They're now unbeaten in 12 games in all competitions. This evening, strugglers Portsmouth host Burnley. The world's most expensive footballer, Neymar, has left his Saudi Arabian club by mutual consent 6 months before the end of his contract. The Brazilian striker played just 7 times for Al Hilal, where he earned a reported £130 million a year. Former Man City captain Kyle Walker says he moved to AC Milan because he wasn't getting enough games at the Etihad. The England right-back's gone on loan to the Italian giants for the remainder of the season. And England's cricketers are unchanged for this afternoon's must-win T20 international with India. Joss Butler's side are 2-0 down in the 5-match series.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price with eBay Assured Fit.
A mix of sunshine and showers with the heaviest in the south, less blustery than of late for most, highs of 10 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm George Ellison.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
We're back at it for Tuesday then, just gone 6 a.m. This is the early breakfast show on Radio X. My name's Adam Brown and I hope you're good. Whatever you're up to, listen, I've got your back. I've got loads of tunes to get you through. Before Chris and the team are back from 6.30 with the Chris Moyle Show, I've got something new to play from Mumford & Sons in a second. And also R.E.M. on the way straight after we do this. A song which still remains one of my favourite cover versions, The Futureheads, Hounds of Love, Radio X.
classy in a breakfast mess. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's play Twister, let's play Risk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll see you in heaven if you make the list. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the punch? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis too, baby? Are we losing touch? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing up his sleeve, then nothing is cool. Moses went walking.
REM on Radio X. That is Man on the Moon. It's Adam Brown here with you. Hope you're all right this morning, whatever you're getting up to. So I mentioned the Chris Moyle Show, of course, is back from 6:30. Before that, I've got a couple of tunes I want to squeeze in, including something from the brand new album from Mumford & Sons. It's called Rushmere. It's out on the 28th of March. And one of the intriguing things about the name of this album is that Rushmere refers to a pond where the members of Mumford & Sons used to kind of gather together, and when they're younger, you know, share dreams of, oh, we could make it big one day, we could be this huge band and, you know, tour the world and have loads of kind of successful albums and records and win loads of awards, which of course they've gone on to do that. And it's the pond that's located on Wimbledon Common in southwest London, you know, where they used to hang out when they were younger. I just think it's a really, really cool name for a album title as well. Thinking back to where you used to hang out when you were younger. Probably doesn't work quite as well. You know, outside co-op. It's never going to be an album, is it? Let's get this on for you now. The title track of that brand new Mumford & Sons album, out on the 28th of March. This is the brilliant Rushmere Radio X.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under streetlight spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.
Mumford & Sons album, that is Rushmere on Radio X. Right, on the way, before Chris is back with you, want to do something brand new from the Manics as well, which is really, really good. It's just the Manics back to the very, very best, if you ask me. We'll do some Fall Out Boy as well in just a sec.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
I should have done it years ago by the looks of things.
Why would you move away from Octopus Energy? Why? Why would you do that?
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. And now, which recommended 8 years running.
Hey, mate, what's with the giant pile of letters?
Letters? Ah, my bill room.
Bill room?
Yeah. Can't open them, can't throw them out, so they go in the pile.
You've got a giant pile of unopened bills, big enough for a room, and you don't want to open them because...
Don't
want to
know.
Right, well, maybe if you open them, you wouldn't have to sleep in the bath.
Yeah.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from the age of 7. That's why our expert Barclays team is here, to help you take control of your money today. Barclays, make money work for you.
Start your year in style with savings on every range in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. From beautiful beds to timeless sofas and dining tables, find your dream furniture today and spread the cost interest-free for up to 3 years from just $499 with no deposit. Grow your home in the Oak Furnitureland January sale. Ends Sunday. Finance T's and C's apply. Oak Furnitureland FRN 928005 is a credit broker, not a lender.
It's the Virgin Media Winter Sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network. Suddenly, all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
When it's lunch o'clock, I just eat the tortilla naked burrito bowl.
Oh, I didn't know you could get those.
There's a lot you don't know, dear.
Well, I know that shirt's not coming back into fashion anytime soon.
Touché.
Get tortilla, Subway, Pret and more delivered. For lunch and everything else.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Charges apply. Check available restaurants in your area and opening times on justeat.co.uk for details.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
You're really building that business, Josh. That's because you chose to bank with Virgin Money, earning cash back on your supplies, turning expenses into rewards on everything from Sanders to skip hire. He came, he soared, he conquered. Open Virgin Money's M account for business now. UK excludes NI, Channel Islands and Isle of Man. 18 plus. Terms and exclusions apply. Cashback rate of 0.25% backed by the current account switch service. Virgin Money is a trading name of Clydesdale Bank PLC.
Get into the music.
Radio X.
Invited
That is Sugar We're Going Down on Radio X, bringing a bit of emo energy to Tuesday morning. That's pretty much it from me. I will see you tomorrow morning from 4. Make sure you're sticking around. Chris and the team are back on The Chris Moyle Show after Alanis Morissette and this new from the Manix, People Ruin Paintings.
Speak out at my name, and would she? Show.
With Skoda, grab life by the car keys.
Hello.
Lovely nuns.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world. This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't want Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Everybody. Good morning, Great Britain. Welcome to the show. It is Tuesday. We got Monday out of the way.
Yes.
What are we on? January the 28th. Do you know, I don't know if I know anybody doing dry January this year.
No.
I know you're not.
No, absolutely not.
Thank God.
No. Why? Did I bang on about it a bit?
Whatever.
No, do you know, none of my friends are doing it, actually. Is that because the weather's rubbish and no one can be bought? I don't know what it is.
It's weird, isn't it, when you do anything like that, a diet or dry January or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Like not shaving for my, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So when it comes to this year, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I won't drink.
Right.
But I'm not doing dry January.
Yeah.
No.
And people who are doing dry January, some people find it very easy. They do it every year. Some people find it really difficult. Because if you give something up, psychologically, all you want is that thing.
Yeah, you're focused entirely on what you're not having.
If there's anybody doing dry January, could you text me in? I'm just curious.
And have you stuck to it properly?
So, It's now the 28th, so we've done 27 days in January. I'm not doing dry January.
Mm.
And I've had off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. I've had 15 days off the booze this month.
Okay, it's pretty
good.
I'm
not doing dry January.
There you go.
And if you are doing dry January, you've done 27 days off the booze,
yeah,
and you'll be ready to kill.
It's all in the mind, isn't it?
Moderation, guys.
Yeah. But, and then Friday is the last day of January, and then Saturday, hey!
Oh, that would be a busy one for people, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And then, don't drink Sunday, or have a couple of drinks, and then don't drink again next week. You know, if you're trying to lose a bit of beef, that'll help. Speaking of which, I went to the gym yesterday with Jamie for the first time this year.
And did it go...
First time for a few months.
First time, okay. Did it go swimmingly well?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But he's nice to you on the first day back, isn't he?
Yeah.
Lulls you into full sense of security.
Did some stretching. He worked on my knee a little bit. Got some movement into my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did some dynamic stretching. And then we just did some lifty up things where you stand between the things and you lift up the things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, them.
Are they kettlebells or are they just...
No, when you put the weights on the poles.
That's it.
Did that. And my knee was a bit gnarly, but I got through that. It's fine. And then we did some other weights and some dumbbell deadlifts and some pull-ups and assisted pull-ups, obviously.
Assisted, yeah.
And it's all fine. It's all fine.
How are you feeling today?
And then did some ab work towards the end, lying on the floor, holding a weight.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting up with that above your head.
Do you do the big ball thing? You know, when they throw it at you.
I have done it, but yeah, I don't do it.
Does that do much? It looks like people just playing catch.
It means you have to pay attention.
Oh, right. Yeah, sure. It's coming.
Anyway, that was that. And then he left, and then I was hugging him goodbye because I was going to then jump on the treadmill at the gym, and he was going off to do another client. And as he gave me a hug, he went, "You might ache a little bit tomorrow." And I went, "Yeah, no, I'm sure." And then Wednesday, I'll probably ache more. I was thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, I woke up this morning, everything hurts, like everything: my neck, my shoulders, my back, my arms, my legs.
Oh no!
Everything hurts.
Really?
And I've been training since I got back to work.
Right.
4 days a week. On my own for 3 weeks. 4 days a week I've been training.
Yeah, but...
One session with a professional trainer.
He's gonna,
and I am in bits.
He's going to push you properly, isn't he?
That's why he's so good.
Oh, well now, what can you do to get rid of that? Do you stretch? Do you have to do stretches and stuff?
No, I'll do something today, but I'll probably just do some treadmill stuff.
Right.
I might tickle some weights, but...
Yeah.
Oh my God, everything aches. Everything.
Oh dear.
Like everything.
Oh no.
But it's a kind of good ache because it feels like I've done something.
You've earned
good.
It, haven't you?
It just all hurts.
Yeah.
Your body feels like you're Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
It just like everything just feels.
What's the point?
But you just don't look like it.
No.
It just everything hurts. What's the point? Every time you go to the gym, like the next day, probably the week after, everything hurts.
Yeah.
And it keeps hurting until you stop going to the gym.
That's right.
What's the point?
Yeah. I know.
Arnie must have been through his life in considerable pain for most of his days to look like he looks. That's that no pain, no gain thing.
I trained with Ben Shepherd once years ago.
Right. Well, he's
Ben Shepherd is a machine.
Yeah.
We stretched afterwards.
Mm.
He's like, right, let's do some stretching. He goes, do you stretch? I'm like, yeah. Probably not enough, actually. I'd do a little bit of stretching. He goes, oh, let's do some stretching. We stretched for maybe as long as we trained.
Oh, really? So that's probably what you meant to do.
And I'm like, it's just like a double session, this.
Toby loves a good long stretch.
Does he?
Yeah, apparently it's just as important or something.
Hugely, like massively. The reason my knee is bad is because it's so tight down there.
Yeah.
Aye.
And,
can you touch your toes?
No, I've never been able to touch
my
toes.
Me neither.
And I can't sit up cross-legged and I fall over.
Yes.
Like never been able to touch my toes.
Right.
I don't know what you meant to do. So when we used to play like Sunday morning football and stuff, everyone would stretch, but nobody knows what they're doing.
You hold your ankle behind you.
That's it. You pull up towards your
For 5 seconds. You do that again. You do like a lungy thing.
Yeah.
and then you kind of shake out a little bit.
There's a guy who...
It takes 30 seconds and you're done.
And you're done. He would literally just shake his hands go and move his neck around and go, oh, all right, here we go. Boys, come on, boys!
See, when I go on the treadmill, depending... If I'm being really good, I'll warm up to a jog, then to a run, right? But sometimes I'm just impatient, so I'll just start at a jog and then I'll go into a run. And then what happens is I'll ease it down when I'm finishing. So yesterday, I thought I'd run 5K. And then I thought, do you know what? If I go to 4 miles, but I just start bringing the pace down once I've hit 5K, once I've hit just over 3 miles, I'll just start bringing it down. So that's what I did. And then I end up walking for the last few minutes.
Yeah.
When I get off the treadmill, my legs feel great. Great.
It's good.
Like, they feel better than when I started.
Right, because they're loose and warm.
So I don't stretch, because my legs feel great.
Right.
And then the next morning I wake up and I throw the duvet off and then I fall out of bed.
Yeah.
Because my legs are like, ugh! Hence, doing your stretching.
Yeah. Lucy's doing a 12K run today. She's doing a half marathon in March, so she's kind of ramping up.
But so 12K is almost half a marathon.
No, it's like 21K is a half marathon.
Okay, sorry. I was thinking.
So she's doing 12K today, which she doesn't want to do because she's got a sore knee and stuff, but she's going to do it.
Has she got a strap?
Yes.
On her knee?
She has got a strap on her knee.
Right.
She got from a physio, which has actually really helped. Apparently.
Why don't you go with her in the car?
That's a good idea.
In the car, absolutely.
Yeah, and shout out the window to her, yeah.
Exactly.
Come on, keep going.
Come on.
You need a little mobility scooter, Nick, because that'll be the right pace, wouldn't it?
It would be the perfect walking
pace. At your age, you should probably pick one up.
I should get one anyway.
My mum's got one. She says it's bloody brilliant.
Does she use it a lot?
Yeah, she says it's great.
Really?
Yeah. She's had a really bad back the last 12 months or so.
Oh, okay.
You can get double ones, can't you? Like tandem ones.
Can you?
Yeah, they're in Benidorm. We tried to hire one, but you've got to be 50 or over to get them.
Oh, really?
Oh, God, Dom. you and I should go to Benidorm.
James, I thought you were going to be 70 or something.
No, sorry.
You and I could do a pub crawl in Benidorm on a little...
You've got to be 50 or
mobility
over.
Tandem.
Do you know what's tragic about the 50 thing? Is that me and you, if we wanted to, could book a saga holiday because it's 50s and over.
Is it 50, is it?
Yes.
When you're a kid, saga is, that's for people who are 92.
Do you know the only good thing about getting to this age is when we were in our late 20s, early 30s, there were many, many famous people in their late 20s and early 30s. So they're the same age as us, if not a tad older.
Yeah.
So forever and ever and ever, until we're both not here, Robbie Williams will always be older than me.
Right, okay, yeah.
You know, Gary Barlow is older than me.
Yes.
I think everybody in Take That is older than me. So that's okay.
They'll always be.
You know?
That's fine.
And the Spice Girls, will they always be older than you?
Who knows what their real ages are?
I mean,
who knows?
That's up for debate.
And there's a good chance that at least one of them might be listening now, if not two.
Yeah.
Now, there's one in particular. We won't name her, but I think she was the mother of one of the other Spice Girls.
I don't know who that is.
But who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah.
But then there's other people. Brad Pitt has done a deal with the devil.
Oh.
Was he like 84 or something? Yeah. He looks ridiculous.
There were rumours he's had a little tweak.
I bet he has. I'm sure he has.
Or not.
But you can't tell.
He just
looks incredible. But then equally, I was watching an interview with Robert De Niro from maybe 6 months ago or something.
Yeah.
He looked brilliant.
Yeah.
Tiff met Sting.
Yeah, now he's ridiculously in good nick, isn't he?
And she said, it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
She goes, even close up, the guy looks incredible, really cool, really good looking, unbelievable shape.
Yeah.
What? Are they mousy?
All right.
Sorry. Brad is currently sporting a bushy silver beard.
Is he?
Oh, my God, do we look like brothers?
Yes.
Wow.
Hello. He so wants to be like me.
He's got... it's very similar.
See?
He's 61.
Yeah. Brad, he's the same age as Clooney, isn't he?
Is he? Ridiculous.
Look at that.
We'll always be younger than Madonna.
True. We'll always be younger than Madonna.
Clooney's 63.
Is he?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, anyway, forget age. AIDS ain't nothing but a number.
Exactly.
Oh my God, it's a tandem 8 mile an hour mobility scooter for $5,399 with VAT relief.
It's got VAT relief.
You can be relieved.
That is now, Dom, be honest.
Isn't it a shame that it's behind and not next to you?
Yeah. You and me.
Look at that.
You
see?
And me and Benidorm. There's on a me and call. You. Oh, I would love that.
We've let it go a little bit.
That's me at the front.
It'd be front.
Oh, mate. Well, I think we're taking turns.
And swap around driving.
Yeah.
It depends who's drunk the most.
Now, those two guys...
Are you allowed to drink in mobility scooter? Probably not.
If you're not watching on the screen, there's two old blokes basically on the things giving a salute, looking as though they are having the best time of their life.
Well, live on Global Play, you can watch us on the Radio X app now, on the Radio X page. You can watch us live and look at those two living their best life.
They really are.
So fun.
Yeah.
They should be normalised, I think.
It should be normalised, you're right.
So handy.
Yeah, it's
probably more efficient. In fact, definitely.
Well, it's a lot more eco-friendly as well, isn't it?
Twice the number of people. You've got Boris bikes around London, and you have, like, little scooters that you could just pay as you go, so why not?
Exactly right.
Scooters?
Oh, look at that. Me and you on one of them, bombing around London.
8 miles an hour is a bit slow for you, though, Dom.
Yeah.
Can you find any faster ones?
Faster ones.
Yeah, I like to do 90, ideally.
What's that?
That's when
Dom's dropping me off at home. It's got like a what do you call that at the back?
A little tipper.
That's a
great idea.
You're here. Press the button. Yeah. So I slide out the front door.
Wow.
$6,000 they are.
Oh, get that red one on the right hand side. No, keep going.
That's
fun.
Oh, yeah, that's like a little miniature car.
That is a cabin car Mark II Plus.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, my God.
7,800. It's like a phone box on wheels.
Is that roadworthy, do you think?
Enjoy your mobility and independence in luxury.
I feel a little price dump coming on.
You're not doing
that. There's a video of it.
You can't say that on the M1, can you?
Oh, let's have a look at this video.
I think you must be able to drive it.
Let's have a look
on
at
the
this.
Road?
No. It's like a ticket booth on wheels.
Slow down, dear.
It's tiny.
Oh, looks lovely, that.
What does it look like?
Look at it. Look at it inside. It's all the controls.
It's full digital dashboard, including speed and odometer. What's an odometer, Dom?
I don't know.
She's having a great time.
Quite a pace.
Look how many miles you've gone.
To be fair, though, she looks like she's going slower than if she just stumbled forward.
Absolutely. Yes. She could easily walk.
Six-way adjustable captain's seat.
Oh.
Be quiet, Pips. We're right in the middle of... Not you.
Go on, mate.
Not you, Pips. High power front LED lights.
Oh, good. Let's see you come in, look.
And is that indicators?
Look, he's walking next to her and he's going fast. She's driving.
8 miles per hour top speed, that.
Just swap with him. Obviously, some people can't walk and that's why I've got one of them.
Yeah, Dom.
But why would you then go to all the trouble of getting in and out of one of those if you couldn't walk that much?
Yeah. Well, you can enjoy the fresh air and the scenery, I suppose. They look pretty cool, don't they?
Anyway, this is our future, Dom.
Mm-hmm.
8 miles per hour is quite a pace, isn't it?
What do people walk at? About four, is it?
Three.
Four or five, is it?
Three.
I don't know.
Four's a fairly brisk walk, I would say, yeah.
Is it?
It's got parking sensors, look.
Oh, you just look... They look so stupid.
He's going to crash into the wall.
They look cool, you mean?
They do look cool, actually.
It's got central locking.
They don't look cool. They look ludicrous. Pippa, look. That looks ludicrous.
Cool.
Can we get one, please?
But the lady driver...
Can we get the cabin car Mark II, please, from Scooter Pack, Lifestyle Mobility Products?
Yeah, I bet they're excellent.
Scooterpack.com.
Do you want a little racing one? Should we get a couple?
Well, it's going to be a draw.
It can only be a draw.
Now, would you rather have two of those little cars or a tandem mobility scooter?
I want one of each.
You want one of each?
Yeah, get them all. I'll have them all. Let's do it.
Someone's saying...
Yes.
There was a police chase yesterday with a mobility scooter.
No.
It's all over social media.
What?
Says Nick on the M25. Somebody else has said it.
Oh, really?
A mobility scooter being chased by police in Manchester.
But being chased by? How long for?
What's the chase?
Yeah, they were walking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's true. I haven't verified this date, but...
No, this may be an old video, it may not. It's a police car pulling over a mobility scooter.
He's had to pull...
So this is South Yorkshire Police.
He's not slowing down.
He's trying to do a T-pack.
He's trying to pull in front of him, and yeah. He's just going down.
Boxing in.
He's just overtaking the police car, trying to pull him over.
That's really funny.
Really slowly.
Technically trained officer.
Yeah. He's going off-road. Oh, my goodness, he's driving him around in circles.
Class.
I mean, you should always,
always stop for the police and pull you over, is what I'm saying.
I don't drink, fellas, have you? I haven't. He has. Oh, no, I have. He hasn't. Sorry, officer.
Tom makes a point. If the police tries to pull you over, please do.
Yeah, please stop.
I mean, yeah, it makes a funny video, but it's funny.
Yeah. It's very funny.
But pull over.
I still find it very amusing and also get very frustrated when you're in the car and you hear a police siren and you look in your mirror and there's a police car behind you. And most people on the road know what to do.
Mm.
But a small percentage of people just either have a massive panic.
Yeah.
And they go, and they just don't move their car. And they just sit there and the police like, move, I've got to get past. And they're like,
It's the same people who can't drive in snow. It comes into that category. I don't know what to do.
Tiff was saying when she was in America, I think she was in New York, and she was driving in New York with her friend, and there's a police siren. So her friend goes, oh, police, stop, like that. Mm. And she's like, yeah, I'll pull over up here. And it's like way before them. And she's like, no, stop the car. Mm. She goes, no, I'm pulling over here. It's safer.
Mm.
And she's like, no, you stop.
Oh.
Right, what? Yeah, you just drop dead. They'll go past you.
Right. Okay.
Whereas we're a bit more like, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm just pull over to the left.
Absolutely. Let me indicate.
Off you go. Clear the way.
Yeah.
I don't know which is better.
Actually.
Getting out of their way is number one, isn't it?
Surely, yeah. That's got to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, another random first 25 minutes of the Chris Moyles Show. Now, we've got a guest today.
Yeah.
Do you know who we've got, Dom?
Yes, I do know who we've got, and I'm very excited.
Adam Tucker.
Yes, Adam Tucker, fellow Norfolk lad.
He's going to be on today talking about King's Lynn and Norfolk.
Absolutely, it's all that, really.
And singing. Adam plays Robbie Williams in the Better Man film, but he plays Robbie's voice.
Mm.
Singing voice.
Yeah.
But not on every song, on some songs. Yeah. He doesn't play Robbie's body, because that's a monkey. Someone else does.
Yeah.
Jono.
Yes.
It's very confusing. Basically, three people play Robbie Williams in the new Robbie Williams film. One of them is Robbie Williams.
Yeah.
One of them is this Jono guy, and then Adam Murray, the guest, he's on.
Yeah.
He sings.
So is he live in the studio, or is he on Zoom?
Zoom.
Zoom, okay.
Fat Larry's band, Zoom.
Zoom, great song.
So, yeah, he's the one who sings. He sings the majority of the soundtrack, I think.
Yeah. Would he sing for us, do you reckon, if we asked him? It's quite early, isn't it?
Probably not.
Okay.
Wait, I'll ask him.
I'll ask him.
What would you like him to sing?
If it's him, something nice and high. That sings She's the One, or if it's Robbie, I can't remember, in the film.
I think it's him.
It is uncanny. It is just like Robbie Williams. And what a beautiful voice he's got as well.
He want me.
I can do it.
It's almost as good as that.
We will be for somebody. Yes.
It's a lovely song. So, yeah, I'll ask him if he can sing that.
You could sing with him.
He doesn't have to do that.
Well, he's done well, though, isn't he? He's got a monkey, a different guy to play him in the film, and then another person entirely to do his voice on the album.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
But Robbie also sings some of the songs.
He sings Rock DJ, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And one other?
Yeah, we'll find out.
All right.
Has he re-recorded that then, or is that just from...
I don't know.
No.
I reckon.
Are you going to sing, Dom?
With
no,
with
gonna,
your man?
You're going to sing now?
Oh, it's quite early. I'd
love to.
To be
a little bit. She's the one.
I don't know the words, do you?
I was her, she was me. We were one, we were free.
Oh.
Lovely. Let's hear you, Dom.
Okay.
Off you go.
How's it start?
I was her.
Oh.
She was me.
She was me.
We were one.
We were one.
We were free.
We were free.
If there's somebody.
If I hide somebody.
Calling me on.
Calling me on. She's the one.
It's nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
I get
emotional
just doing it myself. God, why am I so good at singing it?
Cover version.
Cover?
It's a cover
version. That's a cover.
Yes! Oh,
I don't think I knew that.
I didn't.
Please. Yes, you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Who did the original of that?
You tell me.
I won't Google it. I don't know. What, as in a, back in the day, 70s, 80s? Or 60s?
No. No,
90s.
90s?
Yeah.
Do you know that, James?
Somebody recorded it and then Robbie covered it. That was the 90s.
I believe so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know then.
A bloke.
A bloke?
A solo artist or a band?
He was in a band.
Right.
And, but quite a prolific songwriter.
Blimey.
The same band.
What?
Same band that Robbie was in.
No.
Oh,
no,
oh,
no,
he's
no,
in
no,
Gary
no,
Barlow.
No.
Gary Barlow. Yeah.
Mark. No.
Mark Owen.
I generally, I don't know. I think I've ever known this.
It was World Party. Carl Wallinger.
Oh, okay.
Who's World Party?
Didn't know that at all.
I don't think I've ever heard.
A great band, Carl Wallinger. But World Party. Beg your pardon. Guy Chambers did some stuff with them.
Oh,
hence
did he?
The connection.
Ah, right. Okay, that makes sense.
And World Party also did Put the Message in the Box, which I love that song, because right. Then Brian Kennedy covered it, and that's how I found out about that song.
Okay.
Put the Message in the Box. I swear I've done this before. What?
No, not Message in a Bottle.
No, that's
no,
different.
That's very different.
More stingy.
Chris Sharrock did some stuff in that band as well.
Okay, so there's... Oh, right.
He passed away last year, Carl Wallinger.
Ah. Well, hell of a songwriter.
Yeah.
Amazing.
There's loads of songs that are cover versions that you don't know.
Mm.
Natalie Imbruglia's Torn, that was a cover version.
Now that's brilliant. That song is brilliant. I wrote to the guy who wrote that.
Did you?
So you know what? This is a weird story. You know that song Happier Now that I recorded with Abigail DB?
I know it, Dom, because you've released two songs in your life.
Yeah.
And that's the second.
That got to number 4 on the Big Top 40. But I sent a demo of that song to Phil Thornalley, who wrote Torn, about 25 years ago, just me on acoustic guitar. And he wrote back, very kind, he wrote back saying, it's a good song, I'm not sure it's a hit song.
Oh.
Needs a bit of work. Keep it up, Phil Thornalley.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, he was also a bass player in The Cure.
Is this story going where I think it's going, or is that it?
No, that's it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, when my song went to number 4 in the charts,
yeah,
I wrote back to him and said, not a hit, in your face, you moron.
In your face, Phil Thornalley. No, he sent a very lovely letter. Perhaps I'll write to him again and send the other version.
Why don't we get you in the studio with somebody
with
else?
Phil Thornalley.
Or anyone.
Mm, yeah. I love being in the world of recording studios.
Do you want me to put the word out?
Yeah. I've got about 30 songs ready to go.
Would you be interested if I could get you in the studio with Gary Barlow or...
Yeah.
Ed?
DB and GB.
Would you fancy that?
Either or. They're both really good at music, so either or would be absolutely fine.
Let's try and get you in this. Let's try and get you in a proper studio session with someone. Just see, you could come up with some magic.
Well, you need to do your duet with Alan Jones first, don't you?
Yes, that's been
yeah,
put on
but
the back
he's
burner.
He's about as reliable.
He's
as
busy.
Something unreliable.
He was on tour a lot last year. That's
yeah,
why
yeah.
It was it didn't happen.
Yeah. Busy,
I wasn't
busy.
On tour as much, but he was on tour more.
Well, we'll work on that idea,
all right.
And we'll speak to Adam Tucker later on about what's it like to singing Robbie Williams in a Robbie Williams movie
yeah.
That everybody thinks is actually Robbie Williams.
He's got such a great voice as well, isn't he?
Imagine, like, to your average viewer of that film, they probably don't know. Imagine he just taps people on the shoulder when they're leaving the cinema and he goes, that was me singing that song there. And they
yeah.
Go, yeah, all right.
Weirdo.
I think you find it's Robbie Williams, you idiot.
Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, we'll talk to him later on. Thanks for watching the first 25 minutes. Thanks for listening to it. We're going to switch the cameras off now and continue like old-fashioned radio. And Dominic's got your news next. Wave, everybody.
Chris Miles Radio.
Goodbye.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kodiaq. Now available as a plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
Pre-order the epic new Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra on EE.
It comes with your own personal AI assistant
that can find me a nearby vegan-friendly restaurant.
That's also good for kids.
Yep, just ask it and save up to £528 when you trade in.
Love it.
Plus, I get double storage at no extra cost. All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Double storage and 6 of 5. Trade-in discount dependent on device. Eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Enhanced 5G on selected plans. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
Beach. This Saturday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled a... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app.
The National Lottery. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The Too Good To Miss event has landed at Iceland and the Food Warehouse. Check out our incredible deals and stock up on a 24-pack of Pepsi Max or Pepsi Max Cherry for just £7. That's less than 30p a can. Craving a snack? Grab a tube of Pringles for only £1.45. Or getting ready for Easter, treat the kids to a Smarties, Milky Bar or Kit Kat Chunky Easter Egg for just £1 each. Discover more amazing value at Iceland and the Food Warehouse. In-store only. Offers end 3rd of February. T's and C's apply. See iceland.co.uk/terms.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
The Elephant is back. The Neon Pill Tour. Coming to venues across the UK throughout February 2025 with special guests Sunflower Bean and Girl Tones. Due to demand, an extra date just added in London on the 18th of February. Tickets on sale now from aegpresents.co.uk. Don't miss Cage the Elephant live.
Radio X. News update next.
Good dinner party?
Fun, but you definitely blew our budget.
Budgets are meant to budge.
You got everyone a gift, but it wasn't anyone's birthday.
Says the person who gave a coupon as a tip last week.
Have you bought a chandelier for a one-bedroom flat?
At least I didn't sublet the couch.
It's extra income. And keep it down. Joe is sleeping.
Studies show our relationship with money is formed from the age of 7. That's why our expert Barclays team is here, to help you take control of your money today. Barclays, make money work for you.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
7 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, England's Children's Commissioner says thrill-seeking and mistrust of police were the main reasons young people joined riots last summer. Dame Rachel D'Souza has found far-right influences weren't major drivers for teenagers who were convicted over their involvement. She's also criticised what she called unusually severe charges and sentences that were handed down.
Most of them had no idea how high the tariffs were for these kinds of disorders. They were really shocked by what happened, and most of them were shocked by the experiences they had.
In other news this morning, Donald Trump says the Chinese startup DeepSeek, which has launched a new AI chatbot, should be a wake-up call for America's technology sector. Its release has triggered some US shares to plummet, wiping $1 trillion off leading tech firms. Prostate cancer has become England's most common form of the disease, overtaking breast cancer in the past few years. Prostate Cancer UK has found a 25% increase in cases in the last 5 years, partly down to better awareness. The ex-Premier League referee David Coote has admitted a lifelong struggle to hide his sexuality contributed to him being sacked. In an interview with The Sun, he's revealed fearing the abuse he'd received for being gay. Coote was dismissed last month after videos showed him taking drugs and criticising Jurgen Klopp. And more flooding's expected in parts of the country, with a Met Office warning for rain in places of southwest England and Wales. Yesterday, more than 100 people had to be evacuated from their homes in Somerset. Some areas had almost 60 millimetres of rain.
Whoa. Hello.
Sport. Championship leaders Leeds have extended their unbeaten run to 12 games now in all competitions, with a goalless draw at Burnley last night. The Leeds boss Daniel Farker reckons it's a fair outcome.
Definitely, we've played here a difficult away game against one of the best sides in this league, unbeaten since ages, and then to come away with a point on the road, it's always a good result in this league. Another clean sheet, which is pretty good.
That means Leeds now have a 2-point lead at the top of the table. And England's cricketers are unchanged for this afternoon's must-win third T20 international against India.